All right, I'd like to welcome everyone out this morning. This is our March 14th regular session of Commissioners Court. We will begin this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Heffner, and then we will stand for our pledges.
Pray. Lord, we thank you for another day and for all the many blessings that you give us, Lord. We just pray that you would be with us this morning, that we would make the right decision for this county. Just pray, Lord, that you would watch over us and protect us as we go through this weekend and help us be better witnesses for you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
This morning, Jerry Holdsworth would like to speak to us regarding something that's not on the agenda, and so we will let him just visit with us, and we won't be able to take any action or discuss it with you, Jerry, but we'll let you make your announcement.
Okay. Basically, we've got several items of significance coming up. There is a memorial ceremony at Gladewater Cemetery on the 22nd, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's in remembrance of Travis Watkins, who died in Korea. And he is the only East Texas Medal of Honor recipient that is still buried in Texas. It's put on by the Texas Korean Veterans Association. Typically, we also have representatives from the Korean Embassy in Washington, D.C. that come out as a remembrance and a thank you for what the U.S. did. Next item is that we're going to be holding our third annual Veterans Outreach Benefits Fair on May 17th. This is an outreach to all veterans from all of East Texas to come and see what they can actually get in the way of benefits. The biggest share of them really don't know what they have. We put this on an annual basis. Everything's free. You're all invited to come and look. If you're not a veteran, you're still welcome. We probably have a few politicians there like Cody Gomer, our corner representative, etc. Last year we had 43 organizations that were there to help veterans, both governmental and private sector. And we're sponsoring that for the third time. So you'll probably see us wandering around kind of asking for a little financial help on this thing. And the others, I see if you haven't covered it yet, but I think your anticipation would be July 4th. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry. Okay. Item 3 is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B, your payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Barca. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved.
Judge.
Yes.
On the election payroll, we will do that next week if that's all right with the court.
Okay.
And bring it through this next time. And also, we have had some changes on with the state on paying of comp time, and there are three people we will be paying comp to next time. That's out as a dispatcher. The ruling's changed on that. Just letting you know ahead of time on that.
Are they still employed with us?
Yes,
and
they are.
But we have to pay their comp time.
Yes, they go from a 480 to a 240 hour. Okay. In other words, on comp time.
Yeah, that was dispatchers.
That's a statute through the state.
Dispatch.
Yes, yes. We have three people.
why they changed that?
Well, they changed it a while back when we hadn't had anybody, and then all of a sudden they've had a shortage, and they've had a lot of hours. And now we're having to address that.
It's 440 down to 380?
And we checked it out with TAC, their HR person there.
40, 30 to 240. 40 to 240, that's regular.
Item 3D, our budget amendments.
Give your hand.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Did you like to?
Second.
Did you have a question?
It's just one in Constable 3. I've moved enough money from the gasoline line to the vehicle repair and maintenance to cover an oil change and inspection sticker he just had to have done, and one future oil change.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. That goes in the box, too.
Goes in the box.
3E are the accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barca, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Thank you, Myra.
Thank you.
Item 3F is to accept a recording, archers reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, copy of check and explanation of funds from John M. Clark Incorporated for Upshur County School Land, copy of invoices from Petty Flying Service showing work completed on Upshur County School Land. The Calfan ranches spent $138,000 and some change on spraying prickly pear cactus on 6,600 acres.
About a third of the property.
About a third of the property. And he wants to try to spray the rest of it this next year. We also received $6,430.91 from John M. Clark. That was for a new well location, along with 1,280 feet of road and a little storage building that they put up. So it's surface damages.
Move to approve items 3F.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those items. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3G are applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the applications for use of our Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action to appoint emergency services district board commissioners. This is something that we need to remember to do every December the 31st. Last year we corrected it, and we got everybody on a cycle so that we appoint 2 1 year and 3 the next year. And we have 2 that are up this year. It's the positions held by Denny Medlin and Jared Maddox. And this appointment will be a 2-year period.
I move to reappoint Denny Medlin and Jared Maddox to a new 2-year term on the ESD board.
We didn't have anybody else interested.
No. And it begins?
It begins January the 1st and terminates the end of 2015.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to appoint Denny Medlin and Jared Maddox to the Emergency Services District Board. Those in favor?
Aye.
That action is approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action on the Gilmer Area Ministerial Fellowship's request to hold prayer meetings on the courthouse lawn. And
we need to stand.
That would be great.
All right.
I think there may be just a couple of questions for you. I think some commissioners were wondering how often you might do this.
First year, we're just looking at two, maybe three times. We just want to get one time under our belt to see what the community response is.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I mean, if we come up and there are only a few, then we probably won't continue doing that. But if we're just looking about maybe one or two times. The first time being the Sunday night before the National Day of Prayer, which is April 27th. April 27th is a Sunday night. May the 1st is a National Day of Prayer. So we're looking at a Sunday night, invite all the church communities to join.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions?
I'm for it, so I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I think we could use all the prayer we can get.
It's to be what we're for, not what it's not to get political or anything like that. It's to be what we're all about.
Explain to, what is the ministerial fellowship? Is that a group of?
It's a group of non-denomination. We have Methodist, Church of Christ, Assembly of God. I mean, it's all together. Just for a point of reference, is this last year we did the Falltastic, where we invited everybody out for the Halloween time up on the fairgrounds, and just came together. At the time we meet together once a month at East Texas Medical Center, they are kind of. Kind of over the Upshur County Shares, the food pantry, we're helping in those types of areas, and we just come together for prayer, and that's what it is all about. And finding ways to reach out to our community as a community of faith, not just as one local congregation.
Okay.
Do you restrict membership?
No.
Well, I'll make a motion to approve the request for the ministerial fellowships to hold prayer meetings at the courthouse lawn.
But I'm sorry.
And I said, I think that includes anybody that want to come.
Yeah.
So it's not discriminating.
Is there a second?
Second.
You seconded?
I did.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry. I was thinking about my mind's on the next item.
Do we need to know dates on this so it just doesn't become.
I think if you'll just let me know when you're going to do it. We know you're going to do it this.
The 21st. Yes.
Yeah. Let me know the next time in advance.
I'll catch you by surprise. And that's the reason why we're even doing it. Come to you now.
Okay.
Decent lawyer.
Again, the motion is by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the request by the Gilmer Area Ministerial Fellowship. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Thank y'all for coming.
Thank you.
Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve relocating voting box 13 to Oak Hill Baptist Church. Commissioner Spencer?
What we've had there is the Union Hill School, for security reasons, we don't need voters coming in and out on voting day, and Oak Hill Church has okayed it for us to use Oak Hill Church, so therefore we're going to move that box, voting box 13, to Oak Hill Baptist Church.
And we this also affects the Union Hill School. And Commissioner Spencer and I went to their last school board meeting, discussed it with them, and they are very positive about it. They think it's a good idea to move their elections away from the school over to the church.
So I move that we move voting box 13 to Oak Hill Baptist Church.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to move voting box 13 to Oak Hill Baptist Church. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Judge, one more thing. That will not be for the runoff election. That will be for the fall election, November.
Yes.
So
it does not affect the runoff. Item 7 is discuss and take action on upgrading and replacing the current DVM 500 video systems at the Sheriff's Department. These are the video systems that are in the vehicles. This is just like the action we took last time regarding guns and ammo. We need to declare those surplus and allow the Sheriff's Department, or the Sheriff's Office, I'm sorry, to trade those camera systems in.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve the trade-in of the DVM 500 car video systems. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to remove Stream Radio and Facebook access from the county system due to bad bandwidth issues and network performance. Commissioner Gentry?
Well, this one was mine, and Estella had come to me with this, but we need to look at that a little bit more. We've had some, we don't have a policy per se for a lot of things, so we're going to try to include that into policy and when we're doing the...
Might also wait until we get our new infrastructure network up. Also, before we consider it.
Yes, so I apologize, and I need to see if y'all let me remove that.
Just won't take any action today?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Item 9 is discuss and take action to reassign the Constable Precinct 1 vehicle charger to the Sheriff's Department.
Move to assign the Constable Precinct 1 vehicle to Sheriff's Department.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to reassign Constable Precinct 1 vehicle to the Sheriff's Office. Those in favor?
Aye.
That action is approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to reassign purchase of 2009 Dodge Ram pickup from Fund 10 to Fund 13 and reassign truck from Sheriff's Department to Building Maintenance and make a line item transfer of $4,500 to Fund 13. This was also clarified this item in our addendum that was posted also, but I think since then it's gotten a lot simpler. So, Commissioner Burka?
It has. Good to our auditor. She reviewed the where these vehicles were purchased from in the first place, and they were purchased, this particular vehicle was purchased out of our general fund, Fund 10. And therefore, it won't be necessary to actually purchase it, getting money back to the Sheriff's Department into their Fund 13. So there's no money changing hands. We just the auditor just assigns it back to the maintenance department, and that's it.
Okay.
Do we need these VIN numbers or anything in the record so that we don't have?
She keeps track of that.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt, but we'll go into the fixed assets and assign it.
In the inventory or whatever? Okay.
Yeah, and if we could do that.
We've done that before, because before there's like who bought the vehicle and, you know, which Dodge truck and which, you know, just to save confusion in the future, maybe. But if you do your paperwork right, it won't matter.
Is that your motion?
Yes.
Do we need to say anything about the repairs on it at this time, that we know that there's going to be some repairs?
No.
Okay. It's my motion that we move this vehicle from the Sheriff's Department and into Maintenance Department.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to move the 2009 Dodge Ram pickup from the Sheriff's Office to the Building Maintenance Department. Those in favor?
Aye.
That action is approved. Item 11 is discuss and take action to approve receipt of monies from Dr. Bolnick to Lower Culvert on Dove Road. Andy?
On Dove Road, there was a culvert put in several years ago. Commissioner Gentry has gone out and looked at it. It's a rail car. Doctor and his wife feel that it's backing up water onto their land, creating a little slough, and it's for them. It's not a problem to the county. Therefore, I told him I'm not going to justify the funds out of my budget to fix it. He asked if he could. He's willing to pay for equipment rental, all materials needed, and the man hours. It comes up to $4,500 to lower it. He's willing to cut the county a check. I just need y'all's approval to do it.
And have you checked with everybody to make sure that's illegal?
I called TAC, and TAC said that was fine.
We could do that?
Yes.
Does there have to be a interlocal agreements with him or some kind of agreement?
They said that wouldn't hurt, not necessary, but to get him to sign some interlocal agreement saying that he is willing to pay for that.
And he did say he'll sign off on whatever legal papers he needs to.
That'd probably be good for a paper trail for
absolutely.
Where the money comes from and all that good stuff.
Is it not considered more or less a donation?
Yeah.
It's a donation.
I would think so.
And we're not doing the work on his property?
No, it's actually crossing the road.
Okay, that's, you're correct.
Not personal driveway or anything.
Is it to lower the culvert so the water drains?
I always thought that was a little lake.
So the flow line is too high?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I thought there was a little lake in there, but it's not. It's actually just
backed up water?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's looking to build on that backside of his 300 and something acres, so that's one of the reasons he would like it drained.
Is that your motion?
That is my motion to please accept this.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, to approve the receipt of monies from Dr. Bolnick to lower the culvert on Dove Road. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 12 is discuss and take action to approve accepting funds from TransCanada for road damages and to execute a release. TransCanada is offering us $164,824.20 for damages to our roads for the work they've done on their pipeline. Andy, does this cover it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's broke down. Did y'all get the sheet where it broke down per road, how much we're going to spend on it?
Yes.
Did you get one?
I got it after I posted the agenda, so.
I saw it, but I don't have it.
It doesn't affect your precinct or yours.
That might be why we didn't get it.
It greatly affects yours.
Nominally.
Do you have one, just to break down?
Yeah, I got it.
Now, the executive release, is the release here? Oh, okay, just for you.
And this money will go into Fund 15, and it's a restricted fund, designated fund, that the money doesn't, it's not absorbed back into the budget each year. It's just for those roads.
It's a road damage fund.
And there is a small portion of his own budget that he's already used to fix one of these roads to get it drivable. We will be reimbursing that line out of Fund 15.
Okay.
Do you know that amount? That small amount?
Andy, do you know about how it was?
I did not bring it. It's less than $5,000.
Okay. I move to accept the funds from TransCanada and execute the release for those funds.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to accept the funds from TransCanada and execute the release. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 13 is discuss and take action to approve installation of fans and restrooms at Road and Bridge Building. Just need some fans.
Please. Okay. It's the only day.
Okay.
It's going to be less than $100. We will put them in. I'm not going to burn Chuck with them.
Under the emergency situation, I move we approve.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the installation of the fans. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. The reason Andy had to ask for that is we've got a policy that if you're going to alter the building in any way, you have to ask the court. So.
He has a facilities improvement budget, don't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Item 14 is discuss and take action on possible alternative to loss of holiday time for Sheriff's Department and jail employees.
I've talked with the sheriff. You want to go?
Well, Sergeant McCauley had come up and asked me, her and Mr. Pinkerton, we met a couple of weeks ago about this and wanted us to look at, they have some of their people losing time. And the more I got into this and the more I talked to Myra, the bigger it became because of the bookkeeping situation. So I would request from the court more time to try to find something fair and something easier to do at this time.
No action.
Second, if that's a motion.
You just want to table it?
I just want to table it for right now if I can.
Is that okay with everybody else?
Take no action.
All right. We won't have any action on item 14. Item 15 is discuss and take action to appoint Tom Stamper as board member of the Community Health Corps Board of Directors. This spot has been vacant for a while, and Tom came to me. He works for Good Shepherd. Tom, what is your title at Good Shepherd? Public Relations?
Director of Government and Community Affairs.
Okay. And he said that he wouldn't mind sitting on the board for us. And so I sure hope we can appoint him.
I move to appoint Tom Stamper as board member of the Community Health Board.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to appoint Tom Stamper as board member of the Community Health Corps Board of Directors. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Thank you, Tom. I'll send Inman White, the director, a letter letting him know.
Just trying to help, Joe.
I know. I appreciate it. Item 16 is discuss and take action to purchase copy machines for the Sheriff's Department, County Clerk's Office, and Commissioner's Office. We have had some copiers on loan for a little while, and we've been using those. They are happy with them in the clerk's office. And all four of these machines are a total of $5,000. There's currently $6,000 in our office machines and equipment line item.
So we had copiers that went out.
Yes.
And they just loaned us four copiers, so they're getting $1,250 a piece.
This is about half price, isn't it?
It's probably less than half.
Less than half price.
I bought one copier in 2011. The cheaper one was $5,000.
Will they have any kind of a service agreement on them, or warranty, or anything?
I believe it's going to be just like all the other ones we have. I think they pointed out we've been getting three copies during this period because they were loaners. So we weren't sending in, we were sending in meter readers, but we weren't being billed.
Do we get warranty on these copies?
I don't know.
Okay. Myra, did you want to say something?
About the copies and everything, have we checked into records management? Because the part of that can be put under records management instead of the regular budget, because we bought copiers to it that before, because it actually does records.
Brandy, did you hear the question? Could we use, is there a possibility we could use record management money?
That way it would.
Does it have to be in the plan?
It could only be used for records management.
That's
so
true.
And if we could use some of that instead of using the record budget, because you may need something.
Is that records management?
That's the county-wide records management.
Okay.
And it can be used for any office. It's collected.
Well, that's a proper, that is record management.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do. I think there's about $6,000. We have almost $6,000 budgeted out of furniture and fixtures and $3,100 or something budgeted out of office machines and equipment.
Have we spent any of that
$3,100? Yeah, we have spent some.
What about office? What was the other one?
Furniture and fixtures. You'll see what we've spent.
But there's still $3,100.
There's a total of $9,100 budgeted for the year out of those two lines.
Budgeted left, money left?
Remaining. I just don't know if any of that is.
The February one still had, I think, furniture fixtures still had about $6,000 in it when you gave me the figure out yesterday.
Yeah.
Can we spend $5,000 out of that on these copiers?
I would rather add to my budget amendments and spend it out of office machines and equipment. Simply. So it's coming out of the lines.
In fund?
21.
In fund 21?
Yes.
Okay. There's $3,100 left.
So there's $3,100. You'd rather move money from furniture and fixtures up there?
Yes.
And then spend it out of there?
Okay. So let me tell y'all what this is going to require then. It's going to require a budget amendment from Fund 21, 409, 5450 of $1,900 going to Fund 21, 409, 5400. Office machines and equipment. From furniture and fixtures to office machines and equipment in Fund 21. Do y'all want to make that amendment?
I'll make that motion.
Second. Yes.
That motion is by Commissioner Hefner, second by Commissioner Gentry. Those in favor?
Aye.
That budget amendment is made. Now the expenditure of the $5,000.
I make a motion that we spend out of Fund 21 for four copiers of approximately $5,000.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to spend the $5,000 for the copiers out of Fund 21, office machines and equipment. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Thank you, Meyer. That's a big help.
And I also need to, this is on one of the other lines, on number 14, we need to come back and discuss that just for March the 31st is the deadline for some of this time that these people will be losing on the holiday.
We're not going to talk about it today.
Okay.
The court doesn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
But they want more time to think about it.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate you bringing it to their attention.
Okay. That's fine.
Item 17 is discuss and take action to approve the use of the flagpole in the grounds at the library by Jimmy Sanders and the American Legion on July 4th, 2014. And Jimmy would like to have a memorial service and flag service down there at the flagpole at the library.
I make a motion to approve that.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the request by Mr. Sanders. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you.
Item 18 is open proposals for jail food. Discuss and take action. We have one from Cisco. Jill, are we going to try to study on this today and make a decision, or can we look at them until next time? Okay. You're okay if we wait?
Okay. Who's that one?
So one from Cisco and one from Reinhardt.
Yeah, motion to table.
Oh, okay. Do you want to try to study it? Let's do it. Let's officially do it.
I move to table these until the next meeting for further research.
Second.
Or,
yeah, we need their input too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to look over and see what y'all see.
Yeah, I want them to look at it.
Did you make motion?
Yes, sir.
Did somebody second it?
I did.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to table these bids so that we can research and study those until the next meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I forgot one item speaking before. We're going to be starting the assignments of the American Legion squad in the very near future. Bill's writing up an article for us, and these provide expansion. The American Legion is a subset of smoke. Sorry, it's for boys only. It's the science of the American Legion. So if you have a descendant from a wartime veteran, you're probably eligible to help us to be accepted.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.